There is a small post bag this week. First to write is Lynn Hubbard of Downham Market, who says we didn't get school loo breaks. The issue of school toilet usage has cropped up again. As a child, I do not remember many, if any, pupils asking to use the toilet during lessons. Maybe lesson times have changed, but in my day you arrived at 8:45 a.m, when you would have had time to use the toilet if required. Morning break was about 2 hours later, again time. Lunch around 2 hours after the end of break. Afternoon lessons, again, 2 hours long. While I appreciate there may be pupils with medical conditions that may require more frequent toilet visits, the school should surely be aware of that, so can excuse accordingly. Otherwise, if school times are still as then, or close to them, then break times should surely be sufficient without needing to leave the class, thus disturbing the lesson. When you also consider that examination papers, in particular A-levels, were usually 3 hours long and leaving the room was not permitted, there could be problems ahead if pupils can't even manage 2 hours at a time without needing the toilet.
Losing landlines is progress, writes Andrew Hoyes of Norwich. Regarding the recent comments that we are told about changes to our landlines, I have never been told to have a new boiler. Neither have I been told to have an electric car. And yes, although our landlines will be disconnected, I haven't been told. I have been advised. The reasons for this are that the lines in their current state are expensive to maintain and less effective. The costs for this work are passed on to the consumer. It's obvious. Call charges, line rental, and the infrastructure costs related to the switchover will be cut. In a nutshell, this is known as progress. The world cannot move at the pace of the slowest vehicle, and I repeat, the world. So this isn't limited to the UK alone. The man who couldn't even afford a carrier pigeon would love to be this advanced, as would the man who had to rub two sticks together to start a fire. He'd have loved a boiler. There will always be people who can't afford a car, or people who can but don't know how to drive. That's how it is. It's best to park the paranoia, realise this is all part of progress, do one's bit to aid the environment, and stop feeling one's being told untruths.
And finally, Ros Watt says Monday was a fun day for her. I must rush to the defence of 15th of January, which this year was Blue Monday. Why? I love it. Why? Because it's my birthday. So many good wishes and cards from my family and friends, plus a lunch, plus flowers. But on top of all this excitement, the days are slightly, slowly beginning to draw out. Let's recognise the 15th of January as a day of hope and happy anticipation of warmer times.